Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall.
Coming to Salt of the Earth. I am your co-host, Kendra Cole.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today on this beautiful February the 4th. I thank you guys for coming. Amen. Welcome, welcome to Spot of the Earth. I am your co-host, Kendra Coe. So come on in, where we pray for you and engage with you, delivering a message to you from God in the written word. Amen. Thank you. So, loved ones, don't forget to let your family and friends know that we come on every Friday at 3 p.m. Amen. Now turn it over to Sister Alexandra.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I am your beloved Sister Alexandra, and my co-host is Sister Kendra, and we're giving glory to God and asking for the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. Here at the Salt of the Earth, we are here to encourage you, to uplift you, and to inspire you and pray for you, and also with you. We at the Salt of the Earth point you to the Word of God, written scripture, the gospel, and the life of Jesus Christ. Our prayers and praying can go deep, and our prayer bullets when aimed will hit their targets. Enough said, now let's get started. We never take anything for granted, so let's bow our heads for our opening, cleansing, and protection prayers. Lord, we repent and ask for forgiveness this day for any unholy word, deed, or act in Jesus' name. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind in Jesus' name. Amen. No demon has the right or the power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and earth, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection, the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming on today. And before we get started, we have Sister Kendra. Amen. Sister Kendra has a poem for us today. Amen. Sister Kendra.
Amen. Today's poem is titled, The Trouble New Year Begins. Now, the new year begins. Will it result in tears, or magnify one's fears, or increase the world's sneers, invite the scoffer jeers? We know not what a day may bring. Will we? With God's help, maybe sing. Maybe no prosecution sing. Or engage in some worthwhile thing. The world entered this troubled year with uncertainty on its mind. To treat the threat of China on one hand, and more problems of any kind. What are the virus raging on that has established the Earth world? What more abuse of freedoms can against decency be hurled? Who can stop the poverty death? But nations even want to try? Injustice are impeded that nations want to pass it by. The reason sorrows so abound are men's sins that cause distress, all of men's wretchedness and hate and wickedness he will express. And this what we'll look forward to in the new year that has coming, wherein the calm and happiness we hope for us will be dispensed. We all want joy and peace in life, but what does reality say? Threats of war and discord we hear from nations that have lost their way. Governments have embraced chaos as they see ahead no clear road. Confusion rules their decisions, and stupidity weighs their load. This is a world of sorrows great. Prophetically, they won't decrease. These last days are difficult times where more lawlessness will increase. The world is fragile that we see, but God holds it in full control. We may not like what may come soon or what evils over us roll. In this new year, what of God's own? How are they expected to live in a sinful, difficult world? Win to the Lord the best they give. They will need their full commitment, for gone are the days of pretense. This hardened world will prosecute God's children, judge as an offense. Christians hope for the Lord's return. Maybe he is coming this year. Our blessed hope must people spawn. The coming of the Lord draws near. Oh, Christian, rise up to the fight. Put on the armor of witness and stand for the Lord in the light. Grow your spiritual fitness. One thing for certain, this we know, darker and tougher days will get. Mercy and grace from heaven flow, then relish them with no regret. 2022's here. Without Christ, you have no true ground. When troubles come, how will you stand? Without Christ, no place can be found. Give your life to Jesus Christ now. Make this new year your new life start. Nothing will be grander or blessed till Jesus has come. Till Jesus has claimed your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just thank you guys for coming today. Today, I had a long day today. Today, I'm just going to show you guys my testimony real quick. Today, I went to I had to go to the Center Medical, UCSF Center Medical Cancer Center for rectum. So I had to go there and get my exam. So the doctor had to do the rectum exam. But I already had some other exams. But I was just thinking when I was going over the bridge, because I had to go to San Francisco, so it's like a 39 minutes. But not the whole 39 minutes, but on and off, I was just thanking God and praising him. And I said, Lord, you know, get me back home safely. And I was just thanking him, you know, because just like the poem that I just read you guys, we're going to go through tougher and darker times. And I'm having a surgery while we still are in a pandemic. And this is what, the third or fourth strand. So the Lord is right. We are going through tougher and darker times. And, you know, like I told you guys, I had my fibroid surgery in 2019, and I'm going through this in 2022. But I thank God that I caught the mass, you know, early, what, 3-4 months ago, maybe 5 months, like in May, June, like June, July. But I'm just saying, the Lord is right. You know, we have to keep him first, and we are going to go through tougher times. But as long as we have him, we'll be okay. So the whole time when I was going across that bridge and when I was going to the, parking lot and in the office, you know, I was just like, okay, you know, I didn't get scared. because, you know, for what, you know. But I'm just saying this is just making me stronger. You know, I'm going through this for a reason. And I kept thinking, well, what did I do? Was it my diet? Was it this? Was it that? You know. But according to the doctor, she said, well, this happens to a lot of women, you know, of color. You know, she's seen in, you know, black women. She's seen in Asian women. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, well, I was just thinking about what could I have done different? Could I exercise different? Could I, you know, drink something different? You know, I know a lot of stuff that's going on with this virus and other things, you know. So I'm just letting you guys know that, yeah, we are going through darker and tougher days, and we will get there.
You are now a host.
Jesus first. So I just wanted to share you guys my testimony. I know we usually share it at the end, but that was just something that I wanted to share with you guys regarding the poem. So now I'm going to turn it over, back over to Sister Alexandra. Amen, and thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Kendra, for that. Okay, amen. So right now, before I start our topic, I'm just going to do a short prayer for spiritual growth. I am not what the world thinks or says I am. I am not what the devil or the kingdom of darkness says, images or has designed me to be. I am not the picture of what my adulterous forefathers wished I should be. I am not what the ungenerated mind of any friends think I am. I am not what my father and mother think of or want me to be. I am not what my village wickedness, household wickedness, and environmental wickedness want me to be. I am not a picture of what the national economy and institutionalized wickedness has restructured the people to be. I am not what I think I am. I am what the Word of God says I am. I am an express image of Jehovah God on earth. I am fashioned after the likeness of the Creator of the heaven and earth. I am regenerated by the blood of Jesus. I am ransomed from the powers of death and hell. I am blood washed. I am redeemed. I am justified by Christ. I am made to be the righteousness of God through Christ. I am a believer of the word of truth. I am born again. I am heaven bound. My citizenship is in heaven. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places far above principalities and powers. I am a priest and a king, ordained by Christ to rule here on earth. I am the fear and the dread of God against the kingdom of darkness, and I am a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. I am built up together and attached with other children of God into a holy habitation of God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So today's topic is, what are your goals in this life with God, long-term or short-term? Amen. So I want to ask, what are your goals in this life with God, long-term or short-term? When we look at life today, is it appealing to you? Take a look around you. We make the best of an uncertain and fallen world. We do our best to enjoy our life no matter what, because this is my life. So why shouldn't I have everything I want? Because at the end of the day, this is what makes me happy. So we plan our future because we feel that if we plan and have a goal, we have something to look forward to. We sign contracts for homes, cars, credit, and luxuries, and do our best to pay on time to continue to use these privileges. We work jobs we don't even like. We work overtime, and still we are pimped out for all these things that we want, so we put in work. What are your goals with Jesus? Have you made plans and put in work for God? He sent his son to put in work for us, for you, for me, for your soul, for eternity and life. Have you made plans for your future with God? Now, when I say have you put in work for your future with God, are you sharing the word? You see, we have to put in work by sharing God's word with others. Just by saying scripture, we are sharing the word. Amen. How many of us go to church? And we've been going to church for a while, and we go and hear the word. We learn the word through our pastor, whoever is over the congregation that's leading the congregation, amen. And so we're sitting up here, and we're receiving the word. That's a good thing. We have a lot of the word in us. But what are we doing? We're full of the word. Are we sharing? Are we just sitting on all that goodness that God has put in us? Are we just sitting on it, not sharing? Well, if we're sitting on the word and not sharing, we're not working. Sometimes people go to the church and they join different areas of the church. You might be an usher. You might be the director of the choir. We have different positions in the church. But are we putting in work? That's just the spirit of our Lord and Savior. Now, he already told you that we can't work our way into the kingdom. But the goodness of us and the word of coming from God, we want to share the word with other people. So we're not just sitting on the word. There is no laziness in the kingdom of God. And that means that we all have work to do. Once we come into the kingdom, we are given assignments. Once God has cleansed us and we are ready to proceed to go out into the field to work. Now, this work is where your pay will be different in different forms. For example, God could bless you with that home or car because you're doing an awesome job by sharing the word of God. That's just one example. But when we put in work, we don't get a paycheck like we do from a regular job that man has in place for us. We get our blessings through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they come through different ways. So when we really have a need for something, and maybe we forgot about it, and when we put in the work, that blessing will manifest. And then you'll be like, wow, I've been wanting this for a long time, and all of a sudden it has came through. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't put in the work for it. So God sees that you put in the work for things, and he just blesses us. That's what he does. He blesses us. But do we, I'm going to ask you this, how many sit in church full of the word and just really don't share it? How many know the goodness of God and afraid to let your light shine because your friends or family will judge you? Okay, Kendra, let's go to Chronicles 15:7. Amen. We're going to give Sister Kendra a minute to get to Chronicles 15:7. No, Chronicles 15:7. Amen. Second Chronicles. Okay, in the meantime, while Sister Kendra, gets that piece, I think she's having a little trouble with her notes, but I am just going to go ahead, amen, in the name of Jesus, and just tell you how good God is, amen.
Amen,
Kendra. Amen. Mm-hmm.
15:7. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded.
Okay. We serve a big God who can accomplish the impossible. There is nothing he can't do. We can believe that our journey, his journey with us will always and has been our best in mind. What are your goals with God for 2022? You see, we make plans all the time with our God, and we hope it goes as planned. We ponder on it to go through, yet we didn't include God in the plan, but we are waiting on it to happen. Proverbs 16:9. See, we make plans without God included in it. We make our own plans. We make our plans and we say, oh, this is my milestone for 2022, or I'm going to do this for 2022. Amen.
A man's heart deceives his way, but the Lord directs his steps. One moment, we're having a technical glitch. Once again, Proverbs 16, verse 9, a man's heart deceives his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So we know we want the Lord to direct our steps. We all want the Lord to direct our steps because that is the best way. That's the best answer in this life. Us as Christians, we want the Lord to direct our steps. Amen.
Amen. You're a child of God, but yet we forget we have to be in his will for our good to happen. We have our plans, and God has his plans for us. A person can say, hey, my plan is to get my check and put down on that home or buy that fancy car or open a business. But when we go to Proverbs 19:21, this is what the word says about that.
There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand.
God's purpose in your life is a priority. He is slow to anger, so he waits to see if he's in the picture with your plans. We get our blessings, and we are happy. Things are looking good for us. But did you include God in your plans? When we get excited, we think about ourselves, and we are so overcome with accomplishing that goal that we didn't give God the glory. We took the credit. In Proverbs 21:5,
The thoughts of diligent tend only to plentiness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want.
Always remember, what goes up must come down. And if we keep God in our plan, we'll have a safe and soft landing and land on our feet. Okay, look at the United States today. What are they doing to help the people get the real help they need today? I look at the world and I see it's every man for himself. The government allows the circle of the 1% and the 3% to take advantage of the people when it comes to the economy. The gas goes up for no good reason. The food prices are jacked up 7%. The housing went up to 3/4 of your paycheck. What happens? What happened when rent is supposed to be 30% of your check? What a joke. If you make $1,800 a month, of that is supposed to be $540 is supposed to be going towards your rent. But we know in today's society, it is supposed to pay for 30% of your housing. But if you bring home a $2,500 a month check, $750 goes towards what? Towards your rent. But rent is not $750. If you're making $2,500, you're giving them 3/4 of your check. It has went from $750 to $1,875. That's your rent. Now add bills and food. And what does that look like? Our government system have no plans or goals for you in today's society. They do not care. They have no vision for you. But God does. A people without a vision have no light.
Read Proverbs 29 and 18. It says, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. But happy is he who keeps the law. So we see that going on now. We don't have a vision. We're supposed to be one of the super countries in the world. It's one of the superpowers. But our government does not have a plan for us. Look what's going on. If you look and see what's going on, they are in no way that I can see they are helping the people. So when we go into our own way of thinking and making plans or goals without God, we run into situations and hurdles we can't jump over and obstacles blocking our path. So are your goals and plans including God? If you want to be successful and blessed, you must include God in your plans, because without him, you are destined to fail in the long run. What does God say in Jeremiah 29 and 11? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. In this verse, God reassures that he has plans for us in the future, despite any current hardships we face. So the bottom line is, when we make our plans going forward, we need to include the Lord in our plans. I know sometimes, you know, we don't be thinking about that. We just go into planning. I want to do this. I want to do that. I have plans to do this, and I have plans to do that. But if God ain't in it, then how you want? Why would you want him to bless something he's not in? He needs to be included in your plan. See, we're children of God. We're walking with him. We do not dismiss him when we go about our daily life. We need to include him in our future, in our plans, so things can go accordingly. Because when we plan with our God in our future, we plan to fail. It might look like it's going to work in the beginning, but down the road, then you start getting caught up, running into obstacles. You start running into other things. Well, I didn't know this was down the road. Of course you didn't, but you didn't take God with you. You did this on your own. You had good intentions, and you didn't do anything to anyone, but you forgot to take Jesus with you. You forgot to ask him, Lord, is this what I need to do? Lord, I want to do this. Can you give me some feedback on it? Am I taking the right road? Guide me in the right direction so I can be successful at this. Because when we set out to do things, we don't set out to fail. We set out to win. So when we do anything and we don't take God with us, we will not have an out thing like we think we're going to have. We will not, the results will not be what you want to be. And then you'll be saying that you did not know, but you did not ask either. You just felt good about it, and we go off of our feelings. And he said that we should not go off of that. We need to ask him. That's the most important thing. Pray on it before you make any major steps, before you sign any contracts, before you do any business deals, before you do anything. You should always include him in it, because he might say, this is not the deal for you. This is not the home for you. This is not the car for you, because he can see something that you can't see. But if we just go ahead, long-headed into it, and then after we get into it, oh, I done messed up. Oh, Lord, I need you now. Now you need him after the fact. If you had it took him before, you could have saved yourself all that problem. I'm just saying, I'm guilty of it too. I have been where I made decisions without the Lord being in it, and I pay for those decisions I made. But now I try to always think about, Lord, is this the right thing? Let me think about it before I do it, because it sounds like it's simple and easy, sign the paper, do this and do that, and I got it. But what are the long-term consequences for what I just did, and I didn't ask God about it? So I just went on about it my own way, because that's what we're used to doing, making our own decisions. Nobody can tell us what to do or blah, 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 and we just gone into it. Male or female, we need to ask God, because he already said he knows the plans for us. And no matter what we decide to do, have you ever met people that you say, I know this is their calling, but they're doing something else? I know they're great in this area, but they're doing something else. They're doing what they want to do. They're not doing what God called them to do. They're doing what they want to do. So you see the difference? They might be in something, and it might be working a little bit for them, but if they had stepped in with the Lord, if they had stepped in kingdom steps with God, then they would have been often and gone. You know what I'm saying? They would have been taking wings like eagles and gone with it. But they still, you know, they over here, they doing what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? Say like a lot of people, that a lot of these young men, they want to rap. Rap is killing them. They dropping like flies. But I'm saying, everybody can't be a rapper. If everybody is a rapper, where are the doctors at? You know what I'm saying? Where are the plumbers? Where are the contractors? If everybody want to play ball and be a rapper, then what happened to the other jobs that exist in society?
Amen.
So everybody can't be a rapper. But, I mean, that's how the young kids look at it today. Everybody want to rap. Everybody want to be on YouTube. Everybody want to be a star, you know, and everybody is going after the wrong thing. But that's their mind. That's their mind frame. So they haven't even thought about that. I mean, I don't even know if their parents either tell them they need to have a backup plan or they need to look into other avenues as well. Because you can't just go for one thing and expect it to work, because a lot of times when we do one thing, it never pans out. So you always need to have a backup plan, or you need to go in before you go into that plan, you need to pray on it, because you might be making the wrong step in the wrong direction. Then you get caught up in deals like a lot of the entertainers on TV get the 360 deal, meaning that the record label get more of their money. They get about 300 of it, and they get 60. And they still got to pay other people and Uncle Sam. So out of that 60, they end up making, what, they have a concert, and they bring in $10 million, and they end up taking home like $500,000, $250,000, something like that, after they pay everybody, the record label, the bodyguards, the people that fix them up, the clothes. You see what I'm saying? It's nothing left. But they want it so much, they're dying for this stuff. That's what I'm saying. In life, it's the same way. If we take steps without God, we're going to get bad deals. So we need to always talk to him and ask him, are we making the right moves? So when we do make a move, when we do decide something, we know that we're not walking in it by ourselves. He's walking in it with us. And then he will tell us, okay, so now you're in this deal, so you need to go this way. Go to the left. And when they come back to you, say this, then you're going to do that. He's taking you around the obstacles because they have them in place for you. Every deal out here got obstacles and hurdles for you. It sounds good, but they got obstacles and hurdles that will catch you up later. So you need to make sure that when we do these things in life, because this is a wicked world we're living in today. And believe me, they are going to come out on the other side smelling good, and you're going to be left with the bad. It looked good in the beginning, but you didn't read the fine print. You didn't read that fine print. That's why they tell you when you have contracts, you go take it to an attorney. When you're dealing with real estate, you go get a real estate attorney. When you get a franchise or a business, you get a franchise attorney. You have to have people to look these contracts over because they look easy to read, but if you don't understand what you're reading, when it comes to that fine print and some of those words, you will be caught up in something, and they will come for you, take what you got, take back what you got, and then take what you have. So you just have to be careful, because right now everybody is on that get-rich thing right now. Everybody wants to cash flow. You see all these late-night commercials where people leaning on Lamborghinis and cars and in front of mansions, and they got people out here running, trying to get this money. Everybody is on a money chase. I'm chasing money. I'm chasing money. You know, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. Well, you know what? You can have, still have those same things, but you ain't got to chase it like that. You ask the Lord to watch your steps and to guide you in the way that you should go. You can get that same thing, but you might not have went through what they want you to go through. He might have kept you from getting a bad deal or getting into something that you had no idea what was waiting around the corner for you. So we have to be, as God's children, we just can't go long-headed into making decisions about our life goals. When we make our life goals, we need to be clear and concise with them, and we need to be walking with Jesus with these contracts and dealing with these people today. Because I'm telling you, I am not a negative person, but what I'm seeing with our government, it's not a lot of love out there for the people, period. Because they allow things to happen. They don't try to do anything to fix the situation. They want us to believe that they're fixing the situation, but they don't fix the situation. They're waiting for the next time when it's time to vote them in, and they want you to go to the polls, and you go, don't know anything about them or whatever. You haven't did your homework on them, and you go to the polls and you vote for somebody, and you don't even know what really they stand for. They never help the people. They promise a lot before they get in office. Once they get in office, they forget everything they ever told you. Then you can't call them, you can't find them, you can't reach them, because they're unreachable at that point. Once they get your vote, they're off and gone. So that's how they are. So that's just an example I'm just telling you. We live in a world that's uncertain, not stable, and it's really not good for the people. But right now, the people do not see that. All they see is they telling everybody, get out there and make that money, get that money, get that money. And we are running and getting that money. We getting pimped out for money to buy things that they want us to buy from the 1% and the 3%. So we go into contracts and we do these things. Some of these things we do need, but again, if it's something that you do need, you take Jesus with you. Don't go into no deal without the Lord with you.
Amen.
Don't do any deals this day forward going without the Lord Jesus in your mix, I'm telling you, because the world got more wickeder and slicker. And you will be out here on the side of the road on the streets. You will be out here with the homeless people if you don't watch your steps, because these people have no love for any of us. Now, we don't want to be negative, but we do see Satan plays a very big part in all of this. So you can see every day when we look at the news, we see things are getting worse and worse. So they're not getting better. They're not going backwards. They tell us about prices, about stuff that landlords can pretty much name their price now, anything. They say they can't put people out in COVID, but I've seen people get put out in COVID, okay? Yeah. So it all just depends. So they lie to us. They lie to us, and we continue to bite the bait. We continue to go after it. When are we going to wake up? When are we children of God, we read the word. So we should be a little bit more, we know that this word belongs to Satan. We know this. This is not hidden from us. We know this. But sometimes we do forget. I'm not trying to be hard on anybody, because I be hard on myself. But the point I'm making is we know this is Satan's world, and he have people in high places. So when we go make our deals and when we do stuff like that, I'm telling you, take God with you. Take the word of God with you. Talk to God before you make any move going forward in this wicked world. Because I'm telling you, they will have you strung up and hung up by your neck. And that's why a lot of people, when they can't deal with it, they turn to drugs, they turn to alcohol, they commit suicide, they're ready to go out here and randomly start shooting people, because those people are going through something. They took a lot of stuff from people. You know, they taking people homes, people getting fired on their jobs, and they know they got a mortgage and a family to take care of. They go back home, they frustrated. Some of them take it out on their wife and kids. You know, they do crazy stuff like kill the whole family, just crazy stuff because they cannot handle it. But if they had God in their life, they missed God. They didn't get the word of God. A lot of these people did not get the word of God. Nobody told them about God, or either they heard about God and they dismissed it. But if they had heard the word of God, they would not have taken their life. If they had understood God, what he's about, they would have never did what they did. But that's the reason why we have these random things going on right now. That's why people are just doing the most. They out here just doing anything, just going down the street shooting at people. Just all of a sudden you hear some shooting, pop, 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 pop. Just stupid stuff. We know that those people don't know about God. We know a lot of the world don't know about God. But that's what we're here for. We're that little bit of light. And when we can just share something with someone, you don't have to put the Bible down their throat. You can just share a word. Well, thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. God bless you. And the word says blah, blah, blah. If you just give them a scripture and keep walking, you done did something. Maybe that will touch them in their heart, or maybe they'll think about that. Or when you tell them that, God will make them think about that. He has the power. Once you put it out, God takes over after that. All he wants you to do is get it out. So we can't be sitting in church with all this information in us and not be sharing. We have to share a little bit of something. We have to put in our work. Like I told you about my experience when I went to see Jesus. He told me I had work to do. He would not allow me to stay. He said, you got work to do. So I'm back down here, and I'm doing my work. I'm doing it where I can. And I'm trying to help people as I go along the way. I'm not perfect. I fall short just like everybody else, but I know that he has a plan for everyone. All of us have work to put in somewhere. So that's what we need to do. We need to be reaching out to each other and being a blessing to other people. You know what I'm saying? Because right now we're getting wrong information. Sometimes that comes through the church. You know, I mean, the devil is just busy. He's turning everything upside down, everything. He's attacking all of God's children from many different directions. He's got them having to change a heart, a change a mind. He's working on people. That's what he's doing. He's working on people. So I'm just saying, children of God, we have to be vigilant. We have to pay attention. We have to stay prayed up. And we know the devil is busy because all we have to do is look on TV. Let me tell you some of the headlines. This is some of the headlines just going on. We already know it's a lot going on, but it's just throw some gasoline on top of what's going on now. Nearly 250,000 in the U.S. without power as the winter storm battles the state. This is at the beginning of the month. Multiple historical black colleges and universities receive bomb threats. U.S. Army plans to discharge soldiers who refuse COVID vaccine. The national debt passes $3 trillion for the first time in the U.S. history. Near record number of Americans left their jobs in December. And truckers in Canada, from Canada and California, to California are protesting for the mandate of the vaccine. They don't want to have to change between, they don't want to have to choose between taking the vaccine and their job. So they are protesting. So right now they need 80,000 truckers and they need them now from Alaska to Canada. That's how they transport and get us stuff. So if they need 80,000 truckers and they will not let the truckers do their job because they will not take the vaccine shot, then again, we're going to be right back where we were with the port. Nothing is coming in. Nothing is moving. So they don't think about us, do they? Because right now, they're not letting things go through. If they're slowing down the trucking business, sooner or later, it's going to hit us where we are in our state. Because that same stuff that comes through the trucking from Canada to Alaska, from Alaska to the other states, is going to affect us as well. Then you will be seeing shortages on the shelf. So they don't tell us everything, but they tell us enough to keep coming back and looking. But they know already what they're doing. So if the truckers say they don't want to take the vaccination, why come it has to be pushed on them that it's mandatory that they take the vaccination or you cannot work? So these people are walking off the job. So where does that leave us when we need our, when we need food, when we need supplies, when we need the things that we go to the store and get? The shelves will be empty. But we're hoping that they need 80,000 truckers now, so we just hoping that that number doesn't increase or we're going to start feeling it. We're not feeling it now, but it's coming down the tube. So that's what I mean about taking God with you. We got people walking off the jobs. They're talking about bringing the National Guard to help. And then a lot of National Guard is saying they're not going to take the shot. They're walking off. So if everybody is walking off, how is the world going to function? See, they don't have, that's what I mean about what are your goals and plans? What goals do they have for us? They don't have any because if they let your food and stuff stop, And they letting all these other businesses take turns off of you with the rent going up, with the gas going up. They do not care about us. We have to care for ourselves. So that's why we have to be smarter than them and know that they don't care about us. Put our trust in Jesus and everything that we have to do while we're here, we taking him with us so we can make sure that he gets through, that he gets done. And if it don't get done this way, God got another way. It's more than one way of escape. And the Bible says he always has a way of escape for us. So if something don't work this way, we do it that way, it don't work. We can hit, show us another way that it'll work. So we have to just be on top of these things because this is what is affecting us today. This is really affecting people. And, I mean, it's affecting people all kind of ways. And now they're talking about the megaverse again, and I'm hearing they're saying about the megaverse, it's going to be people going to like the megaverse so much that they will not spend time with their spouses and their friends because the virtual sex that will be in the megaverse will be so pleasurable, so comforting, that they won't even want to interact with people anymore. And I've never heard of anything like that. So we know that's got to be in the belly of the beast. When a man and a woman can't be together no more, and they got artificial intelligence pleasing you that much that you do not want to interact with one another. When God put man and woman here, he didn't put no machine here to satisfy you. He put a man and a woman here.
Amen.
So I'm saying we got to look at all these trappings. This world is full of nothing but trappings, and we have to be careful where we walk because that's what we're in a big snare. You can say we're in a big snare, and we just have to watch where we walk. We have to watch where we walk, and we have to pay attention to what we do. Because I'm telling you, they laying so many traps now. They got fires over here. You got to run to that fire. They got fires going on over there. They got so many fires going on. You see what I'm saying? So many fires are going on. You don't know what to pay attention to. And then the television will tell you something else. So if you get caught up in all that nonsense, if you listen to everything that come across the TV, and they're the ones telling you to go get them booster shots, I mean, they're on the fourth shot. On the fourth shot in what, 2 years? 2 years or less? They're on the fourth shot. The COVID, the Omicron, and the IHU. And I never heard of nobody naming a virus IHU. So IHU is what, I hate you? Because that's what it sounds like, I hate you. It's so plain and simple. They put it in your face. It's so plain and simple. Amen. Go ahead. Someone was going to say something. Was someone speaking?
Someone just coughed or laughed.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so, yeah, the IHU. So, yeah, so then now they have another one coming out. So I myself, I hear about these other viruses coming, but it's still not, it hasn't moved me. It hasn't moved me at all. So, yeah, they come up the next one is going to be deadlier than the corona and more deadlier than the Omicron. So, okay, bring it on. That's all I'm saying. Just bring it on. Because every time they say this nonsense stuff, I'm telling you the truth. Next day, I see a plane in the sky, and I see what? Chemtrails. I believe they dropping it on us. That's what I believe. Because how they going to tell you in a couple of days it's going to be here? When? I mean, how are they predicting this virus it's going to be here in a couple of days? Where it's coming from? Where is it coming from that it'll be here in a couple of days? They don't give you no clear information on it. They just tell you, oh, it's over here, and it'll be in the United States in a couple of days. Really? No, it's in the air. I know it blows everywhere, but it has to thin out at some point. It's not, so I think they might be adding to the situation because this is a man-made virus. It has a patent on it. So I'm just saying, you know, we just have to be mindful of these people. They are so wicked. I mean, they don't even know how to tell the truth. The truth don't even come out no more. Most of this stuff you hear and the stuff made up, fabricated, they want you to go along. They really want you to be obedient to what they want you to do. They even trying to get up to the moon now. The rich people trying to get up to the moon, but you see they haven't been successful at it because guess what? If we go down, they going down too. They not going to escape it. If we go down, they go down too. But they've been trying to get Virgin Airlines and Elon Musk to make these rockets go to the moon so they can go up there and put, I guess, resorts or something for the rich people. But let me tell you something. They ain't going to make it. It ain't going to happen. And if it do, it won't happen in this lifetime while we here. Because the way they going now, they pushing. The way they doing things, they're pushing the time closer, more closer to revelation by the things that they're doing. So they won't make it. And running underground, they won't make it there either. So it's no escaping God. When he comes, you won't be able to go to the moon. You won't go underground. No matter where you go, you will not be able to escape when he comes. You think you can do anything you want to and then have the last laugh and think you can escape the one true God when you are the reason why this planet is the way it, you have disrespected the planet, you have disrespected the people, you have disrespected everyone because of your money. Because of your money and the way you think. And you think you're going to escape it? I feel sorry for you because you will not escape it. You will not escape it. They think that they are going to escape it, but they will not. It's already written in the word. They will not. Wherever they go, the Bible says every knee will bend and every head will bow. And when he said everyone, from the queen to the king to whoever you are, whoever the 1%ers, the 3%ers, the one that think that they have the power, you will be on one knee and your head will be bent if you already not gone. So your money will not help you. Your money will not help you. You will have no power. The labels that you had while you were on earth will not help you when it's time for your judgment. You won't be able to tell the Father, I was a billionaire. I was a trillionaire. I gave to the hungry. I did this. Enough. He will stop you in your talk. Enough. He don't want to hear about that little stuff that you thought you did to help somebody. You help nobody but yourself. So that is the word today. What are your long-term goals with God? We need to make long-term goals with God. We don't need to make no long-term goals with the people on earth, with these companies. Stop letting these companies pimp you out. If you have the necessities, if you have a home, be blessed in it, okay? Don't go out. I don't know your situation, but if you have a home and it's paid for, don't go out there and get when you can go in and get money out for your home. Don't go in there and refinance your house. Don't refinance your house. Don't refinance your car because they let you refinance your car. I didn't know that. But don't refinance your house. Don't refinance your cars. Only get what you necessarily need. Don't spend money just because you will always be a slave to the money. And that's not why God put you here, to be a slave to the money. We're not supposed to be slaves to the money. We're supposed to be over the money. The money, we the ones that made money, put money into place, and now we working for the money? No, we shouldn't be working for the money. So if you're comfortable, if God has blessed you with anything, just be thankful for what God has blessed you for. And if you want more, he's more than willing to give it to you, but we just got to make sure we include him in the plan. Because he can have it where you're debt free. You get a house you don't have to pay for. It came by because it came to you through someone who wanted to give it to somebody and God chose you to give it to. I didn't hear people say they didn't got houses before and they didn't know. It was like, okay, I just wanted to give somebody a house and you was a person. So I just blessed you with the house because I have plenty of them. So I always know every year I do a write-off. So I'm giving someone a house this year. That's a blessing. So you never know how your blessing is going to come. Okay, come through other people. Don't come through the same people that you did something for. Your blessing's going to come through other people. And then sometimes it may come through that person, but don't depend on it. All I'm saying is we need to count our blessings, and we need to make long-range goals with God because he knows what he has in store for us. We need to make sure that if we do nothing else, we include him in our decisions going forward. I'm telling you, that will save us a lot of headache and trouble. And just remember, because I know sometimes I forget, whenever we decide to sign a contract or do anything going forward in business, dealing with money, we need to make sure God is in the plan. We need to make sure we ask God about it and take him with us. And then he will guide you and tell you it's not a good time. Don't do it. No. He'll give you some kind of sign or send somebody to you to tell you not to do it. And you go back and take it to him. Amen.
Amen.
So, amen. So that's our topic for today. What are your goals in life with God? Just make sure that you include him in it, because we don't have any short, I don't have any short-term goals with God. My goal with God is long-term. And I'm going to tell you what my goal is with God. I want to get into heaven. I want to be with him in eternity, because he promised me that. So therefore, I know that if I have long-term goals with him thinking like that, I'm wearing this world loosely. I'm not worried about what happens in this world, because we're only here temporarily. He already told you in the word, we're only here temporarily. We're just a mist. We're a mist here. And next thing you know, we'll be gone. So we just need to make sure that we have long-term goals with him, because he told you everything on heaven, everything on earth will pass away. Everything. Amen. So I just want to thank everyone for coming today. I want to thank everyone for showing up. And I wanted to tell everybody today that today is the day that we are going to go ahead. Remember we talked about the prayer pot? So today I'm going to send out texts to everyone. And I'm going to get your information. So I hope you have your Cash App. And then when I send you the link, you can go ahead and put in your $25. And then, like I said, at the end of this month, then we will announce the first winner for the prayer pot. Amen. So I will be sending you a link. Hold on. Let me see. This is what I want everyone to do. I want everyone on this prayer line. I want everyone on this prayer line to go ahead and, let me see. Hold on, let me see if I can get into here without the phone going off. Okay, let's see. Try. Okay, Prevost, are you on the line? Amen, Prevost? Are you here? I think he's away from the phone. Prevost. Okay, so Prevost, can you do me a favor? I know you can see what I can see. So will you do me a favor? Will you make sure that, can you send me the numbers on the line? Can you do that? Or you can show me how to go in there and do it, and I can get all these numbers on the line. I'm going to send everyone a text message. And when I send them the text message, I will give them a link. And they will, I'll get their information. Has everyone on the line? Do everyone have a Cash App?
Yes.
Okay, everyone online has a Cash App? Okay, so if everyone online has a Cash App, I'm going to send you a link, and then I'll send you the information for the Cash App, and then all you do is send in your money. And let me see, 1, 2. Okay, so we got a good number of people on here now, and if everyone put in the Cash App, the first person will get a nice little something. Okay, so I'm just saying, so let's get started with the prayer pot, because I know I want everyone to be blessed. I want everyone to be blessed, amen? So I'm going to send you something on the, I want your information for the Cash App, and we're going to get started with the prayer pot, amen? Because I already told you guys, I put in the first 50. So that first person will get a nice little something, and we're going to go by alphabetically ordered by the name, and we're going to go ahead, and the person that puts in, this is for the people that have been coming on the line on a regular basis. We want you to continue to come online with us and pray with us, and then we want you to be also involved with the prayer pot as well. So we want you to be blessed as well. So we want to make sure that everyone is getting something, okay, because this will come in at a good time when people may just need it. You know what I'm saying?
And don't forget, you can always tell a friend about the prayer line.
Right, because if you tell other people about the prayer line, amen, then they come and they put in, and they will be entitled to something in the prayer line. But you got to come on a regular basis. You can't be one of those people that come and disappear, because most of the people that's on my prayer line now, they have been coming. They have been consistent. So we're consistent in this circle. I don't want, you know, people coming and taking advantage of God's people, because that's not how it works. So we want to allow that. People that I see on here now, these are people that have been consistent, amen, and we just want them to be blessed. So we know who we are and who we are, and we do not play with God like that, okay? This is a prayer pot for those that's in the circle, okay? You can join the circle. You can come in, and we have no problem with that, but you have to be coming on a regular basis, because God's people are looking for their blessing. I want them to be blessed, and we're not going to do like the lady in the Bible and her husband who went out and sold the land. And then when they were confronted about what they did with the money, they lied to God. They lied to the people about what they did with the money, and they both failed there. We're not doing that, okay, because we're going to be consistent, and we're going to stay the way we're supposed to be, and that's together as one, okay? So I want us all to be blessed in God's name. And I want to go ahead and anyone have a prayer request? Does anyone have a prayer request or a prayer report at this time? Amen.
Yes, this is Sister Judy. I just thank you. Praise God for what he's doing. He's been so good. I just ask for prayer for my children and their children and myself. Thank you.
Amen. You are, okay, you said something about Pastor Paige. What did you say?
I didn't say nothing.
No, Sister Judy.
Well, okay, Sister Judy.
Sister Judy.
Okay, Sister Judy. Anyone else have a prayer request? Or a prayer report.
This is Sister Kendra, a prayer request for my healing, for my surgery, my procedure that I'm going through. That I'm going through sometime this year. I don't know. But yeah, just healing, to healing and a quick recovery. And my whole body healing inside and out. That everything is healing intact.
Amen. Anyone else have a prayer request or?
This Brother Warren, I want to pray for life.
You want to be prayed? Okay, you want to pray for life?
Yes.
Amen, amen, Brother Warren. Amen. Anyone else?
Oh, I just want to tell you that this is what you told me, but Pastor Paige and his voice did come back.
Amen.
And I would just tell Sister Kendra that the battle is not hers, it's the Lord. And that she can read Ephesians 6:13. And that I know what you're going through, because I went through that when I had colon cancer. And I asked the Lord, why me, Lord? And he said, why not you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he knew what I could go through. And like, because all my other sisters and brothers know they're really not. I got one brother and the Lord, but the rest of them know they're not really in the Lord like we are. So he told me, why not you? He said that I was strong enough to handle that, and I did. I went through it, I had faith that he was going to bring me through it. So I just want to encourage her to just stand strong. And the battle is not hers, it's the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Faith.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Anyone else? A praise report or prayer? Amen. Okay, so we have no more praise report or no more prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless this circle We ask that you put the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us, our finances, our homes, our children, anything that belongs to us. We ask that you cover with the blood. Amen. We ask that you bless us going in and coming out. We also ask for prayer for Sister Paige, Sister Judy, and Brother Warren. I ask that you touch each and every one from the top of their head to the tip of their toes. Amen. Bless Sister Paige and her pains in her body, Father. Heal her in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Sister Judy, amen, her and her household with her kids. We ask that you bless her and meet her request in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless Brother Warren, amen, because he just wants to be blessed, and he's always saying he needs prayer for his family. So we ask him that you touch him and his family, amen. Yes, we ask that you touch Sister Kendra, amen, because she's about to have major surgery. We ask that you bless the physician's hands, amen, and we ask that your presence be there when she goes on that table for operation. We thank you, Father, for everything. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. We are thankful. We are grateful for you. We are thankful that we can pray to you, that we can talk to you, that we can come to you. There is no middle man. We come straight to you now, Father. We can pray straight to you, and we give you all the glory that you deserve. We take credit for nothing, Lord. We take it, Father God. We just thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to us, giving us the word so we can go out and about and spread the word. Amen. Spread the word in your kingdom while there is still life. We just thank you, Father. We are thankful again, and we are grateful that we are still here. We are in good health. We are still breathing. We wake up another day to bless you, to bless your name, to bless your presence. Amen. And to take another breath. We can't take a breath without you. We can't live without you. Amen. You bought us for a price, Father. And I thank you that the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, has brought me this far and will take me further. I stand on your word and your promises in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
We want to thank everyone. We want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence, and we send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ, the hedge of protection. Until we meet next week, same prayer line, same prayer time. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both and ever. Amen. So thank you guys for coming on. And Pastor Prevost, can you go ahead and send me that information? And I want to go ahead and make sure everyone gets a link from me about the prayer pot, okay? Are you there, Prevost?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to give you a call as soon as everybody hangs up. Then you'll be able to see it. So I'll give you a call as soon as everybody hangs up and walk you through it.
Okay. And I want to remind everyone on the line, one more thing. God is truly, he is truly amazing. And you know how I know God is truly amazing? Because he has been in my life, and he has never failed me. So I must say, God is truly amazing. God is truly amazing. God is truly amazing. My God is truly amazing. He is the light that brightens up your day. He is a shepherd whose flocks don't have to stray. Faith is a key. Only believe. God is truly amazing. God is truly amazing. God is truly amazing. God is truly amazing. My God, amazing is he, giving you strength if you only believe. of me. My God, amazing, amazing, amazing is he.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Yeshua.
Are we finished?